Dear friends, today I want to speak to you about the mission of being God's servant. To be a servant of God is to listen to God's call and to follow it, to move and to change as God asks, and to unite together with others in the service of God. The Bible tells us that we are all called to serve God. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." This verse reminds us that when we serve others, we're serving God. And when we serve God, we're serving others. To be a servant of God requires humility. We must be willing to set aside our desires and ambitions and to put the needs of others before our own. It means being willing to go where God leads us, even if it means leaving behind the familiar and comfortable. But it also means being willing to move and change as God calls us to do so. Sometimes God calls us to take risks, to step out of our comfort zones, and to do things that we never thought were possible. We must trust in God's plan and have faith that He will lead us in the right direction. As we gather together, let us reflect on the true meaning of being a servant of God. To be a servant of God, again, requires humility, but the ability to put aside our own desires and ambitions and to put the needs of others before our own. Humility is not a sign of weakness, but rather of strength. It takes great courage and strength of character to be willing to set aside our own needs and desires and put the needs of others first. It means being willing to go where God leads us, even if it means leaving behind that familiar and comfortable way of life. Being a servant of God also means being willing to take up the burdens of others and to be a source of strength and support for those who are struggling. It means being willing to forgive those who have wronged us and to extend love and compassion to those who are in need. But being a servant of God also means being willing to be vulnerable and to admit when we ourselves are in need of help and support. It means being willing to ask for forgiveness and to seek the guidance and direction of God in our lives. So let us all strive to be true servants of God by putting aside our own desires and ambitions and being willing to go where God leads us, even if it means leaving behind that familiar and comfortable way of life. Let us be willing to take up the burdens of others and to be a source of strength and support for those who are struggling. And again, let us be willing to forgive and extend love and compassion to those in need. And let us be willing to admit when we ourselves need help and guidance. By doing so, we will not only honor God, but we will also find true fulfillment in our lives as we live in humility, love, and compassion. Finally, to be a servant of God requires unity. We cannot do God's work alone. We must work together, supporting and encouraging one another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 27, Paul talks about the body of Christ and how each part has a specific function, but all parts are important. Each one of us has a different gift and ability. But when we come together and use them for the glory of God, we can achieve great and beautiful things. So in conclusion, being a servant of God means listening to God's call, following it, being willing to move and change and unite together with others to do the work of God. Let us strive to be faithful servants of God and to serve others in His name. Amen.